This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The flood levels from the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine is causing devastation across large parts of the region, now with residents facing fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. Reuters correspondent Matthew Loratunda reports.
Ukraine's government says the destruction of the dam, which it blames on Russia, is threatening to leave hundreds of thousands of residents without access to drinking water. It also says it will turn what was once farmland into swamps and turn other areas into desert. Russia blames Ukraine for the disaster and has imposed a state of emergency in the areas that it controls, such as Novokakhovka, where the destroyed dam is.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Loratunda. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said on Wednesday talks about resolving the conflict between his country and Russia could not start with a mere cessation of hostilities.
Because those who think that the urgent task is to freeze the conflict and then to see how to fix it afterwards, they are wrong. They don't understand the logic of this war.
He held an online briefing aimed at African journalists following his tour of African countries last month. Kuleba said multiple negotiations and consultations at a ceasefire since Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 have only led to the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Pope Francis underwent a three-hour surgery in a Rome hospital on Wednesday to repair a hernia most likely caused by scars from an operation in 2021, and the Vatican said the procedure had no complications. This is VOA News. One of Pakistan's largest charities is seeing a rise in daily demand for its free food, but a drop in donations, with an annual inflation rate of almost 38% eating through people's incomes. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman has a story.
Every day, thousands of Pakistanis come to one of the Selani Welfare Trust's free food distribution centers spread across the country for a hot meal.
Charitable giving is a big part of Pakistani culture. In a Gallup Pakistan 2021 survey, nearly 76% of the respondents said that they had given money to help someone in the year before. At the same time, the proportion of Pakistanis who pay taxes has always remained dismally low.
The country's tax-to-GDP ratio is below 10%. What most countries need to sustain economic growth, according to experts, is a tax-to-GDP ratio of at least 15%. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has opened his 2024 Republican nomination bid by firmly denouncing his ex-running mate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pence is the first vice president in modern history to challenge the president under whom he served.
Well, hello, Iowa!
And kicking off his campaign in a Des Moines suburb, accused Donald Trump of abandoning conservative principles and dereliction of duty during the Capitol riot.
Endangered my family.
And said Trump demanded Pence choose between him and the Constitution.
Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
The GOP field is now largely set, man. And large, including Trump, Ron DeSantis, and more than a half dozen others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
One of the world's top golfers is speaking out about the historic partnership between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. Correspondent Gethin Gulbaugh reports.
Rory McIlroy, the strongest voice against Saudi-funded LIV Golf that caused so much disruption in golf, said Wednesday he now feels like a sacrificial lamb with the stunning reversal of the PGA Tour becoming partners with Saudi Arabia's enormous wealth fund.
If you're thinking about one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, would you rather have them as a partner or an enemy? At the end of the day, money talks, and you'd rather have them as a partner.
It was McIlroy who helped lead a players-only meeting last August that reshaped the PGA Tour to fend off the challenge of LIV Golf. The world number three is set to defend his back-to-back titles this week at the RBC Canadian Open. I'm Gethin Gulbaugh.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.